Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Like we're live.
I think
YouTube.
We're live. Check the live guy over there.
Yeah, we're live for DP.
Live DP?
Yes.
Double penetration, double platform?
I mean, triple if you include BAR.
Triple if you include BAR. And then almost fourple if you'd make it a podcast.
Well, yes.
not live, fourple though. Live. Not fourple live, kid. Am I on? I'm trying to see if I'm on YouTube or I'm on Facebook. I think I'm on Facebook. That's where Bob Cross hangs out with. Blitz, yep. Shut up.
That he eats ass?
No, he's a great guy. Great fan.
I didn't say anything. Bubba's got his bat out.
Wait.
I think he's going to come hit you.
Be gentle. Be gentle.
No more Bobby's ass.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Great guy.
No more Bob eats ass. Because Buzzard Bob is an ass eater. Buzzard Bob eats ass.
Does he lick it up? Lick it up?
Yeah.
David Hernandez.
Buzzard,
and his, mom's
Buzzard Bob
card,
tongues assholes for 1,000 bits.
It stars.
Oh, hi.
He's the salt of the earth.
Lummy, what was Blitz saying when my headphones were off? Don't fucking lie.
I cheered out some bits.
Lummy, don't lie, don't fucking lie.
I know you're
going to
go back and listen.
Lummy, don't lie, don't fucking lie. You know what? This is
sorry,
the opportunity.
Blitz.
What?
I'm sorry,
I'm asking you a direct question. What did Blitz say when I had my headphones off? Don't lie, don't fucking lie.
I can't lie to my father, no, and my son, and my Holy Spirit.
No, you better tell the truth.
I am.
I want you to tell the truth. I want you to tell the absolute fucking truth.
Let's forgive me for I've sinned. He pretty much said, Buzzer Bob eats a lot of ass. And
no, I didn't.
His asshole
hold,
so much.
Stop. No, I didn't. I said, Buzzer Bob licks assholes for 1,000 bits. I was cheering out bits.
Lummy, you tell the truth. You tell the truth, Lummy.
That's
tell
what
the
I
truth
said.
Now.
Technically, yes. In yes. Buck from 5,000 stars.
And then Lummy corrected me and said they're called stars, not bits.
266 on YouTube.
And David Hernandez is $20 cash.
188 on Facebook. Not
I see
not,
100, oh 195 on my Facebook.
Not the disparagement of use. The Facebookers are fucking Facebooking up.
Yeah, it says 195 for me.
Blitz, can you please? I mean, like, Buzzer Bob got a hold of me and said, like, please stop the
Oh, did he DM you on Instagram like he does everybody else?
Buck, happy birthday with 5,000 stars. Thanks, Buck.
How can I emphasize to you, Blitz? How can I emphasize that we're not going with that anymore? It's disrespectful to a fucking very loyal Bubba Army guy.
Oh.
A guy that eats ass who doesn't like to want to be, I mean, a
guy. He doesn't
guy,
want it to know.
Well, nobody, you see, even you said he eats ass.
A guy that you've gotten to eat ass who doesn't eat ass.
Yeah, in the trucking community, that's not cool for him.
I mean, do you know for a fact he doesn't eat ass?
He said he didn't eat ass.
Anymore.
He told me yesterday.
No, but we've all said a lot of things that are lies.
But nobody wants that gimmick on him. Oh, you're so when Buzzard Bob is like, oh, fucking eat it. Next thing you know, he's an ass eater. Like, that's like putting kid touching on a guy.
Well, I mean, well, I'm not going to go there. I was going to say if the shoe fits, but not the kid touching deal.
Yeah, but stop with the ass eating. It's not even funny. You're getting all cocky because you think you're all that nowadays.
But hold on. What's wrong with eating a little bit of ass?
Nothing is wrong with eating some fucking ass as long as it's freshly showered.
Right.
That being said, guys like you and I would say, yeah, we'll eat a girl's ass.
Right.
But Bob says, I don't want you fucking saying that.
I'll get right up in that shit. Well, not the shit. Not the shit. But the, you know.
So, I have a guy that has asked me for you to stop with the ass-eating bullshit. I'm like, okay, I'll step in.
Sorry.
I don't step in rarely. I let you fucking free reign all you want, but you got to stop.
I'm fucking banning, blocking that motherfucker on my Instagram now.
Oh, no. Who's he going to message?
Anna.
Oh.
And everybody else that he messages nonstop with this bullshit.
And then makes it a post.
Yeah.
But also wants to DM you about it.
He's a great fan.
Great fan. Great fan.
I appreciate
fan.
Him.
I love Buzzard Bob.
And you two better, just because you're fucking, and you guys are trying to do whatever the fuck you two are trying to do.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys both don't. You never notice, Lemmy, how the common denominator is those two are the only ones that don't like Bob?
Correct.
I never said they're the only
two that make fun of him.
Buzzard Bob.
They're the only two that called him an ass eater.
But
they're
he is.
Always want. He's not a fucking ass eater. Well, he told me he wasn't.
Blitz didn't say it, but Anna was like right there to pick up his you know miss right there. Little plan.
You guys, when can we come out with Blummel? When can we just come out with it? Like, don't you see the show suffering right now? We can't even get over 2,000. We need the next big thing.
Need the
you know, we can only run Lummies the fucking, you know, most over, you know, smartest.
Right, that bullshit.
We can only ride that bullshit for so much longer. I'm over here as the host saying, you guys as co-hosts supposed to be giving me some shit to talk about. And more, and I like the inner drama lifestyle shit, like, you know, today.
That's
Tyler.
Why it will never happen.
What do you mean it will never happen?
Oh, so it will never come out because you don't want Bubba to talk about it?
No, it'll never happen because of that.
No, it's happening.
Oh.
It's happening.
You know? Did you get more camera footage?
Yeah. He had me put some in the apartment, my new apartment, when you were coming over. Past few nights.
I almost feel patronized.
100%, Bubba.
That's not me.
Oh, by the way, we got to change the clothes, the show clothes, this right here.
I agree.
Let me finish.
What, Lemmy? What?
I've been begging Lemmy to do it.
Oh, fuck off, again! No. I went in there. I even had Tyler record one.
Lemmy. First of all, I know how Blitz is. He's a motherfucker. And when he's being lazy on something or has dropped the ball, then he'll put the heat on you.
Oh, no, hold on.
I know that you responsibly went in there and said, we need a new show clothes, and it's probably because his lack of attentiveness
No. Hold on. No. We've talked about it for like a week or so. And Lummy, he came in today, and during the two shows just now, him and Tyler were talking about the new one.
All right. Well, you know, we have to cut K-Man out.
I know.
And we got to put Tyler in.
Well, yeah, we were trying to think of what we were going to say.
I know what I want to say. I was pooping today thinking about this. Specifically thinking, not knowing that my son was going to be 35 fucking minutes late for work today, but when he was...
He'd like to correct you, and he was only 25, he says.
Oh, okay, no problem. Thank you, kid. Maybe you can beg Blitz to put a slate in. I've only asked for 5 weeks for fucking a slate now over there. And we have two slates, don't we? Maybe
it's
three.
Not, yes. We have them.
And Gargiulo was slateable from over there back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's a slate wire running around somewhere. That being said,
there's like 40 dangling wires. So
that
yes,
being
one
said,
of them will work.
I was thinking that Tyler's title would be segment producer. Because he's not an executive producer. But Blitz, I think that's a pretty vague but yet descriptive title he could say, right? Segment producer?
Okay, yes. Or just producer. But segment producer is fine.
Producer?
Yeah.
Producer.
Producer's good.
Now, what do we call him? The chosen one? from the seat of God, Jesus.
Tyler.
Tyler.
Jesus.
Hi. It's the chosen one from the seat of God, Tyler Tizzy Clem, producer. And secondly, you know he always clams up when it's time to record shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely not like me. He wouldn't even talk yesterday during the fucking sports show.
He's also new.
We did record one, but I think we called him, what, the utility man or something?
Yeah.
We're not calling him the fucking utility man. He's a he's either a segment producer or...
That's the original one that when he first got hired. That's what he was.
Yeah, well, that's before Caveman quit.
Right. You mean we forced him out?
We did not.
To replace Tyler with him.
We did not. By all means, abso-fucking-not-lutely.
Oh.
And Caveman will tell you that. Fuck no. Initially, I was going to have Tyler be a utility guy. Roll in this, fucking edit this, fucking learn that. He's not an executive producer. That would be disrespectful for those that have had that position. Tyler hasn't put his time in.
Right.
He's got to put. But he is a producer, nonetheless. So we can either have segment producer or just producer. And what do we call him? Anna, help. Talk.
Tizzy.
No.
He says he wants to be called Jesus.
Yes, he does. He loves that.
It's Jesus. The son.
Tizzy.
It should be Tyler.
Jesus Clem.
Tyler Jesus Clem. Is that what he's going
with? What you want, Tyler?
Or babe.
Hold on. Babe. It's Tyler. Go, babe. Clem.
Yeah.
Oh, babe.
Go, babe. Hey, babe.
Babe, the producer.
Come on, babe. Come on, babe.
Babe.
Babe. So let's put Johnny Clem up on here and see if we can wade through this. Tyler, what do you think we should, what do you think we should call you?
Roll your ass over here.
Roll your ass over there. 25-minute late, motherfucker.
Babe.
I'll be here in a few minutes. Hang on.
Hey, babe. Same shirt that he had on yesterday.
Babe.
No shoes.
Hey, by the way, can he use your shower down here?
Yes.
Before we go to lunch.
Does he smell?
Yes, because he's wearing the same clothes he wore yesterday.
Tyler, I got you fucking.
And you're smelly.
And he hasn't brushed his fucking teeth.
Nope.
Jesus. Tyler.
Exactly.
Are you there?
I'm here.
What the fuck, kid? No, you didn't. I mean, come on, buddy. Get your shit together. Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Yes, I'm scared.
You don't got to be scared. Scared about what?
You've been shaking all morning, Clark.
You should be scared because you're... Listen.
Because you're smelly.
I have a shower down here. You know that.
Yes.
Okay? I know that I know that we have some clothes here, too, as well. And I know that I got a toothbrush here. So can we fucking degrease you? You look like a real grease ball right now.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. No big deal. Now, what do we want to call you? What we have to change the credits here. What do you want to be called?
Jesus.
So you want to be called Tyler Jesus Clem or just Jesus? I mean, you got to put Tyler Clem in.
Yeah, both.
Tyler the Jesus Clem?
That works.
Or the Jesus?
Or Tyler Jesus Clem?
Just Jesus.
So practice it. Go ahead.
Tyler Jesus Clem.
Comes in hard when he... All right. So go ahead and say, like, producer... Tyler Jesus Clem.
Producer, Tyler Jesus Clem.
Perfect. Why redo it when that one was good enough? Perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Now go fucking degrease yourself. Brush your teeth. Put on some deodorant. God damn. I feel like I'm back at the house babysitting.
That's what it sounds like.
Fuck. Come on, Jesus.
Get it together.
You think God? I bet you God had a... I bet you God... Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Start fucking cutting some audio.
Do something.
Yeah, don't feel comfortable behind that microphone, bitch.
go cut that shit up you just talked about.
I don't know if that's a caution flag or your teeth on the track right now.
Oh wow.
The yellows.
Sorry, he's been dragging the brake in his pants.
has he got swamp ass? I bet he's fucking ripe as fuck.
Yeah.
God. Remind me to tell I gotta fucking wash. You know your sheets are probably filthy too. When's the last time you changed your sheets?
Oh man.
Ask him when the last time he changed his sheets were. We're supposed to do it every Sunday.
A few months ago.
All right, fucker.
He said two weeks ago.
I'm trying to get our own place, but...
Well, hopefully...
I think I might get... Hey,
hopefully your sister will move out soon.
Hopefully,
you can move over to the big house.
Hopefully I can get Tyler and his girlfriend in their own place. Give me some fucking room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have the grandmother suite?
I think Tyler actually wants to live with me as long as he possibly can.
It's a good gimmick.
Ask Tyler Blitz, do you want to keep living with your dad or do you want your own place?
Keep living with him?
Yeah, no shit. It's so much easier. Blitz, you wouldn't believe the fucking money he's saving.
I know.
I mean, for real. Fucking wedge. Plus, he's been door dashing and Instacarting at night. Did you know that?
I didn't.
That's one
last time I talked to him, he said he stopped doing that.
I know. I will tell you this. One of the reasons why I'm not so mad at him being late is because he's been working every, like, about, he starts about 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock, and works until about 9. Him and Ace go out, and they've been doing the Insta, you know, the Publix shop for your groceries.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
He's been doing that, making about $100 a night.
Damn.
Good.
So, yeah, he's making more there than he does here at the BRN.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, you can work here, but you're not going to be able to make a living at it. You better go Instacart it, bitch.
Country Girl, 92, 1999.
I love her.
Woo.
I'm trying to schedule. She said that her and her husband or whoever are coming down to Tampa whenever, and I was going to try to incorporate when they were in town.
Yeah, I thought you moved 199. Part of it was for the so they'd be here.
Yeah, are they? Will you check and see if they're
here? I did. They're not going
to
be here.
Oh. Well, get with her, though, because she comes to Tampa from time to time. And when the next time she's going to be in Tampa, if it's before BARP, then let's build a 199 around her. Okay, God bless her, little big-titted soul. She's got to be so happy with OnlyFans, does she not?
Oh, I'm sure.
But you know OnlyFans would be like, listen, some bank stepped the fuck up and said, listen, you know what? That bank may not want to process that bullshit, but we will.
Fuck yeah, that kind of money? Was it $5 billion?
They paid out $5
billion. They made a billion.
So that means they ran about $7 billion through the bank.
Yeah.
Did she tell you how much she is raking in?
Yes, I do know, and I don't think anybody's business.
No, I know, but like, can you give us like a ballpark?
Who? Country Girl?
Yeah.
A lot.
Like, you don't need a second job?
Fuck no!
Okay.
No, she's six figures.
Shut the fuck up.
No!
Shut up.
She's sick. I know other girls that are six.
I thought that like you kind of had to have celebrity status, but you don't.
No,
like,
you just got to fuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you just got to be
like put it out there.
You got to hot. You got to be hot. You got to have big titties.
Six figures.
And you got to fuck.
Yeah, you got to get your face fucked.
Oh, here I know how many users. I know how many subs she's got.
Hold Brian on. Schmidt with 1,000 stars, and they're on Fisher 999 and a bitch ain't one.
Anna, I'm gonna send you a screenshot of
okay.
I'll
be quiet.
No, and Blitz, I'm gonna send it to you too.
Okay.
And I got real credible information. That's just based on her subs, okay? Me and Country Girl talk.
Oh, I know you do. I know you talk business.
I fucking adore her. She's helped me with some shit.
Birthday boy Buck, 1,000 stars, and Iggy McGillicuddy, 1062.
This is what
does this message say?
Tiz needs a Lummy style correction. It's only fair. And Bubba,
that's what she's pulling down a year. And that's verified. I just sent it to you and Anna and Blitz. Based on her subs that she has at $10 a month.
That's about what I thought.
Yeah. Anna, wait till you see it.
Whoa.
You might take your top off and suck
it
in.
Let's go right now. Kidding.
Anna, for real, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. That's what she's
making a year.
Fuck. And she's in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Just in some fucking cool ass house.
Way more in Pennsylvania than it is here.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Anna says I'm getting naked as fuck on it.
Yeah.
Anna, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you could make that kind of money.
Fuck.
No, hold on.
What am I doing with my life?
Nothing.
Yeah.
You don't even know how to use what you got to get yourself ahead. My God. If I had...
She uses her brain, Bubba.
If I...
Ew.
That's
why
true.
Am I doing that?
Ew. She uses her brain. Ew.
Like, where's that got right me? Now, nowhere.
I'm telling you right now. Me and Blitz are looking at this chick on the beach. She's hot as fuck. And we're like, the last thing that we're asking is about how much of her fucking the brain is she using.
Yeah, who cares about that?
You may want to know that if you want to have a relationship with her, and that obviously means, you know, a lot more to you. But, all right, so Anna, so you know that figure, right?
Yeah.
All right. So.
It's fucking stupid.
That is, by the way, that divide that by 12, and that's what it is a month. That might be a better, oh my God. Yeah, that's exactly what, she just sent me Blitz. She just sent me her payout for last month. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly
divide by 12.
Divide that number by 12.
Yep.
That's what she's netting a month, which
that ain't bad.
Now, Anna.
Yeah, that's. I didn't think it was gonna be that much money.
Let me just tell you, if you have, you got. This is what you got going for you. You're hot. First of all, you're cute.
I'm cute.
You're cute.
Mm-hmm.
You're thick in the right places.
Yep.
You got a nice ass.
Yep.
And here's where you're fucking up. your brain.
My clothes are on.
You're fucking. You're overanalyzing, insecure,
broken,
fucking broken to the core brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like it's just frolicking around, being stupid as fuck, caring about stuff that doesn't matter. When God has given you the cuteness and the intellect to do far more than what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were resourceful, you would be like, I got the best fucking plastic surgeon that women pay $7,000 and $8,000 to get tits. Nice, natural, not fucking Pamela Anderson, bull-on willies.
Listen to me. So mean.
Listen to me, Blitz. This is how Anna builds her fucking empire, okay? She goes out and gets some tits. Okay. By the way, those tits cost her nothing. Those tits are $7,000 to $8,000 retail from arguably one of the best, most well-known plastic surgeons in this part of the country.
Woo.
So he's ready to give those to you for free, Blitz. So you didn't even have to fucking buy those.
Mm-hmm.
So you take those, Anna.
Take the tits and run.
You take those and you stay on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can use the show to promote the Anna Hummel OnlyFans.
Right. And you'd let me do that?
Of course. I'm going to get a cut of it.
Yeah. He'll only take like 90%.
Oh, okay. That's
fair.
I take
20 points.
It's his idea.
Anna, I take 20%.
Yeah. You're giving me a platform
yeah.
to show my tittle
bitties.
I take
that 20%, give you 10, I'll take 10. We won't fucking, I mean, whatever.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Anna, and at that point, you know, you're just doing some like show my titty stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, you know.
Just in a teabag.
Teabag.
Showing that ass dough.
Yeah, hold on. Like, in a teabag, like maybe just nude, hold on, just titty sunbathing. Titties hanging out a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, if you want the real money, though, you need to, like, you know, shove a pineapple up somewhere.
And, like, fuck a spatula.
Yeah.
So Anna, let's say that
or
you can't.
Or use a Hitachi.
Anna, let's say that you're not.
That didn't occur to me.
See that number that you gave?
Yeah.
All right. Well, divide that by two. Half that number.
That's still a good number.
That's still a great fucking number.
That's a fucking awesome number.
I mean, that's a life change.
And that's just OnlyFans. You'd still pay me too, right?
Fuck yeah.
On the show.
Yes. And you'll still get your Bubba 199 bonus, bitch. I mean, yeah.
Anthrax.
Grinding. And you don't even have to shove a pineapple up your ass. You're literally on a Hummel, fucking hot tits. Just the most you ever do is show your tits. And that's just like not even in a getting fucked kind of way. That's just in a I'm hanging out watching 9/11 conspiracy theories. Here's my tits.
Yeah, I see a lot of the girls. They'll be like kind of nude, but like playing video games, like pretending to.
And
I'll be just like watching like Loose Change.
Yeah, and like just like you'll just see just a little bit of their right tit hanging out.
All right,
just a little bit.
Yeah, I can do that.
So
for
you can be Rubik's Cuban, and next thing you know, you have like this little blouse on. Your little tit hangs out while you're Rubik's Cuban.
Nip slip on the Cuban.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, no, a little fucking nip slip.
Yeah,
and you're, I mean, you're pulling down $10,000 a month.
Oof.
Fuck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and you didn't even have to buy the tits. Most of the girls have to go out and buy the tits.
Yeah, so the first year is just kind of, well, maybe not the whole first year, but the first month or something paying it back.
A certain amount of time, but just paying them tits back.
Yeah, right.
Hello? Indian Steed Rider, $20 cash.
Hello.
Hey, brother, Tampa Terrier.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Boy, talk about infiltrating multi-platforms. What's going on, buddy?
We'll see. I know where he's going.
Hey, brother. First of all, great show today. Second of all,
are you watching me on YouTube? Are you watching me on YouTube or Facebook?
I'm on YouTube, brother.
All right. By the way, 200. I got 254 on Face, and I got
603 on YouTube.
Woo, it's a runaway over at YouTube. YouTube land.
On Tuesday,
he's actually jerking it right now.
On yesterday's after show, Anna said that on Tuesday night she had a lesbian dream, brother, and she was the boy in the relationship.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you for the setup, Anna. I forgot to get into this on the other show. I should have, because I think it's gonna be good. But did you say that?
I did. I had forgotten about it.
Can we talk about it a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, since you brought it up on your show.
Yeah, I was pressured by faceless people.
What do you mean? When do you ever get do anything that you're? I mean, like.
No, like in the dream, I don't know who they were, but they were just faceless people who were pressuring me to go out with a girl, so I did.
Yeah. They're like, yo, you better go out to
the I'm going to harm me with a baby brownie.
I'm going to harm me with a baby brownie. Why don't you go out with this girl? Eat a pussy. So hold on now.
Yeah, I didn't fuck her or anything.
No, I don't.
You could have either.
I don't know.
Did kiss her, though.
Will you let me wade through this instead of giving
so
it to
sorry.
Me? Jesus, bitch, shut up. All right, so. Don't you think that the dreams kind of subconsciously tell what you potentially are thinking about.
Got it. But I hope not, because some of my dreams are disturbing, but this one, sure.
No. I'm like, no, but even the disturbing ones, like even the stuff that you dream about that's disturbing probably has some type of underlying issue in your or thought process in your life.
Okay, you're not saying like desire, but...
No, but like okay. It's something that you have probably thought of,
sure.
Or have an opinion about, or are knowledgeable about, or something.
Right.
Buck with 2,000 stars.
It's like your brain processing what you thought about during the day.
Yeah, or what you potentially have thought about before.
Sure.
You know, like very rarely do you have a dream that doesn't have some type of subject matter that you have experienced or thought of.
Yeah, it's usually a tie.
Like, I've never had a dream about fucking a balloon or nothing like that, because I've never thought about fucking a balloon.
Now you're going to have it tonight.
Now tonight I'm going to be fucking a balloon. But I'm just saying, like, for the most part...
Don't knock it until you try it.
The dreams somewhat emulate...
Don't knock it till you pop it.
So what was your dream about? How did it start? Do I need some music? Or is it just, can we go dry? Can we go raw?
We can go raw, but I feel like I'd like a little music would kind of help lubricate the story.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, of course, I have to be copy free. I might just go with your, can I go with your 9/11 music?
Yeah,
I
mean, that's fine.
Is that a little too...
Uh-oh, Vortex Willie.
Yeah,
I really do. I feel like I'd like somewhat a little not music. Pop to kind of help lubricate the story.
You do?
Yeah.
Of course, I have to be coffee free. I might just go with your... Can I go with your 9/11 music?
Yeah, that's fine. That
where is the volume on my Facebook? Yeah, where right.
I the dream no.
No. No. No. No.
You do. Of course, I have to be coffee free. I might just go with your
9/11. What do you say?
Anna's amazing.
Oh.
No.
I can't find the fucking... volume control.
What do you say?
Honor's amazing.
Oh. I can't find the fucking volume control.
What do you say? Is this your dream, Bubba?
Is he fucking the balloon?
Latex love.
I can't find the volume button for Facebook.
Latex love.
Facebook.
Is this your dream?
I can't
find. Bubba fucks balloons. Latex love.
Latex love. Oh, there's a train horn.
Do you like tomatoes?
Do you like tomatoes?
Acid trip.
I've never done acid, but I think it can't be much better than that.
Do you want to do it?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I only do acid if somebody I want to fuck.
I don't know if you really want to fuck on acid.
Mm. Did we finish the... I don't think we need to make any adjustments to the show. Oh, we need to get the Pomeranian out of there. And get Action Jackson in there, right? That's the only thing we really need to do, right? Didn't we put Jesus in there already? Yeah. What, Lemmy?
Well, yeah, I was going to say Action Jackson in there.
Bubba the Love Sponge Show, starring
me, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Operations manager and co-host, Blitz K.
Executive producer, Caveman.
Co-host and show historian, Lummix.
Co-host, Anna Hummel.
Lummy Wi-Fi.
Dr. Dan Diaco, Esquire of Council.
Co-host, J. Diaco, Esquire.
Lummy Wi-Fucking-Fi.
I thought you wanted to listen to it first. I wrote it down. Buck, it's his birthday. 10,000 bits. He's been making it rain. It's Big Buck from North Carolina. 10,000, it's his birthday.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Buck.
All right, so now, hey. We need to get a hold of Action Jackson to have him lay down some track. Hey, it's Action Jackson from Massachusetts. I'm the fucking video guy. Hey.
Cat pack.
I got my fucking car parked here. The fucking video guy.
Wicked awesome.
It's fucking wicked awesome. I'm the fucking video guy. Hey. Fucking Harvard. Go Harvard.
Have it.
Fucking Pats.
Ugh.
So, Anna, tell us about...
Yeah. So, it wasn't last night. It was the night before. And I was somewhat...
Slow down. We're not on regular radio.
Yeah,
Anna.
Sorry.
I'm fucking, you know...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Slow down.
Chilling out. So, I was persuaded, I guess, by...
Hold on. I got a Jameter. Where we at?
I don't know, Bubba. It's just a dream. You just kind of pop into a scene.
Okay, I just pop into a scene.
And I was talking to some friends, faceless friends, and they're just like...
Oh, by the way, Country Girl says I'm an RN at a hospital.
And she's an RN?
Yeah, that bitch is fucking getting paid. Love her with those titties.
So...
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was discussing with some friends that, you know, my dating life is not great, blah, blah, and they're like, well, you know, there's
I just got a text from a guy. I'm going to tell you right now, I was not an Anna fan when she first came on the show.
And I'm still not.
But I like her now, and I couldn't subscribe to her OnlyFans fast enough.
Oh, thank you.
Iggy McGillicuddy.
Heather Wiz. Anyway, go ahead. So this girl pops in into your dream.
Well, I'm talking with some friends about going out with this girl, and she...
Where'd you meet the girl?
I don't know. She just...
popped in.
She was a girl that just knew me and liked me.
Right.
She wanted me to ask her out. She was smaller than me.
Was she cute?
And she was half Asian. She was cute.
Now, did she let it be known to your friends that she wanted you to ask her out?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they were like, hey, there's this chick.
I hope Anna really asked me out because I really like her.
You know who she was?
Who?
She was like a smaller version of the chick from Startup. Iggy's girlfriend.
Oh, I fucking love her.
Like that girl.
Oh, that blonde?
It was like... No, the half Asian chick.
Oh, the girl from San Fran that
she recruited.
The hottest bitch on Startup's the blonde, though, that likes to get choked out.
Yeah.
Eric Shoemaker, 1,000 stars.
Thank you, buddy. So continue on with the lesbian.
So she's like this tiny half Asian chick, and they're
now,
like...
Now, was she butch? And,
no.
Or, like, who was the...
I had to be the boy. That's why I didn't like doing it.
Oh, okay.
So I take her out, and I'm the boy, essentially. I'm just...
Butch is disgusted at the story. He's leaving.
I'm doing all the boy stuff, like I'm opening all the doors and I'm paying for the meal and I'm just like putting my arm around her and stuff like that. And she wanted to kiss me.
This is so fucking hot.
She wanted to kiss me and I thought she was just going to do it, but she wanted me to do it. So she was being coy. So I like leaned over and I kissed her in the car.
Kind of like took control.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a hot makeout. It was like a goodbye kiss.
Do you think deep down that this could be representing a couple different things? And that'd be one, potentially, you might want to try that.
No, I wasn't happy about it.
You didn't answer the question. Shut up.
Sorry.
And two, you are submissive somewhat in your relationship with a guy, but maybe you would like to be a little more dominant.
No. So then after the date, I go, listen.
Thanks for shooting my shit right down to zero.
I'm talking to my friends. I'm like, listen. This girl's really attractive and pretty, but I really think I'm just straight. And they were just like, no, you need to give it another try. And I'm like, I think I just like boys. And then they were like disgusted. They were like these woke people.
Like me.
They were like disgusted with me.
Because you're not being true to the game.
Buck with 1,000 stars.
Because you're kidding yourself and only you're trying to suck society's dick. And not do what really you want to do.
But I think I just really like boys.
Well, you, okay. Point well taken. But why aren't you doing anything with them? You're not doing anything with anything.
Well, I like go on dates and stuff.
You don't do shit. You don't get your titties sucked. You don't make out.
She just gives them blue balls.
You don't fucking grab their, you don't grab their cocks.
She just gives them blue balls, Bubba.
Maybe I make out, maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, making out's like eighth grade shit.
Yeah, hey, guess it's so nice.
Hey, Larry, well, guess what? What? I made out with her. You did? Yeah. Fucking made out with her. She grabbed my wiener.
But when's the last time you went on a date and you just made out and the chick went home?
I don't even go on dates.
Exactly.
It's fuck.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, you don't go. You don't fuck. You just go on. You don't fuck. You just go on dates. Blitz, were you disgusted at my at our lesbian story? Because yes.
There was airplanes flying over. I wanted to go watch.
Hey, Blitz, you know, I don't know that when I hired you to be a co-host that I gave you the ability just to walk out and fucking look at airplanes, okay? Oh,
sorry. You brought, like, some shoes and stuff, man.
You know, so, like, come on, buddy. We're in here doing all the fucking heavy lifting. I wish I could just fucking walk out anytime I wanted to. Hey, guess what? Yeah, there's a 747 coming, motherfucker.
All right, Bubba, go check it out.
There's an a 388 fucking Airbus, 388 fucking...
I actually, if there was, I would have actually gone out there, but...
Is that a big one?
The A380, yeah.
Guess what? You know what? I haven't left the studio all fucking morning. I got to piss like you wouldn't believe. But for the betterment
of
the
program. How do you hold it in?
I just do.
Like a camel.
Think about this, Aunt Anna. I've been in the studio since 5:20.
That's crazy. That's five and a half hours.
I've been at 5:20 and I've not. Do you like to sniff your own hair?
Did I do that?
Tyler, don't do that. It'll be a grease factor right now. Somebody needs to send him to get a shower because
he did.
Fucking scumbag. You know who's going to get in most trouble with? I don't even have to discipline him.
You just got
to
tell Ace.
I just got to call Ace.
Yep.
That's the best.
Daniel Rose.
Fucking light his shit up.
1,062 stars.
And smelly.
He will light his shit up. Until I get shit done around my place, I fucking tell her.
Nice.
That's a move.
Mm-hmm. But then Tyler trumps us all by going to Tara. Fucking Tara.
Aunt Tara, Bubba's mean.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Tara, what? Dad, oh, here's $500. Fucking, I hate him too.
Were you there?
Pay money to try that.
She fucking, she's so loaded. She actually told me yesterday that, I don't know if I should tell
you. Yeah, I was just about to say, maybe this is private information.
Yeah, this is probably something I shouldn't say. But she told me she'd buy me one of those new Ford fucking trucks that were electric, because that's what I want.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, how cool? Those are like $80,000, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. I'm sure you bought a lot of stuff when you were rolling.
No. You know the thinking answer to that, and that's why you said it.
Yeah, what a dick move. Look at her laugh at that one.
Fucking C?
She's worse than me.
Dirty C?
What? Tara's awesome.
Anna, if you could make 10 grand for just showing your titties on fucking OnlyFans a month, 10 grand a month. For just showing, not the titties you got now.
Why? What's wrong with them?
Okay, because your titties are about $2,500. You got $2,500 titties.
I would say 10. At least $4,000.
Please.
$4,000?
They're
fuck
good titties.
No.
They're good. They're small. Bob
and I can show our titties for $4,000.
Anna, listen, you don't got $4,000 a month titties on OnlyFans. No, you don't.
Okay. No, you don't.
Ask your boyfriend then. He knows all about this shit.
Blitz, don't lie.
Blitz. Sir, are those natural tits bringing in 4K?
No.
Thanks.
Ouch.
Yeah, for the weirdos, I like that.
Yeah, for people that like, you know, fucking
what?
Raisin.
There's small tit genres of porn.
Raisin bean dip. empty skin
envelope. Some people like that
running
stuff.
Wild.
It's niche.
No, but honest, for real, like, let's say you keep your tits. You don't do nothing.
Okay.
You keep your tits. You just show them every once in a while.
Okay.
And you could make a couple thousand.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Why not?
No. Not for a couple thousand.
Okay. That's all them titties are worth.
Okay.
Do you know how much a couple thousand a month is? That's a lot of money.
It's a couple thousand.
$24,000 a year?
I know. But I don't want to show my tits.
Man, if I had tits.
No one wants to see them in their current form.
I have big tits. But I'm just saying, like,
How much would you show your tits for? I mean, you show up for free every day, but sorry.
She's been hanging around Blitz way too fucking much. These little snappy comebacks are not appreciated.
Blitz is holding them back now. Let her go.
I hate rope. Blitz. I'm starting to hate Blitz. The closer
this
they,
has nothing to do with. We don't even hang out.
The closer these two fucks can become, the more I hate Blitz.
You mean the more because she has a negative attitude?
Because she's becoming Blitz with tits.
Yep. Well, I mean, I think Blitz has bigger tits than she does.
No, his tits.
No, I lost mine.
His tits are nice as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she's Blitz with nice tits. She's Blitz with
small tits.
She Blitz with tits.
Blitz with small tits. That's me. Mm-hmm.
You're becoming him when you hang out with somebody long enough. And my butthole itches.
Scratch it. Smell your finger.
You guys, sometimes
I just heard the peanut gallery back on goes, he needs to wipe it better.
You know, sometimes if you go like this, like you jump up and down on it, you can get a scratch on it.
Yeah, because you shove your fucking underwear into it.
That's what I'm doing right
now. Like, it's like a black girl with a weave when she like taps her head so she doesn't scratch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
So, with your lesbian deal,
yeah,
it just ended with a kiss that you felt wasn't cool?
That I felt like she wanted me to kiss her, so I did.
Why didn't you kiss? I mean, that's exactly the kind of kiss you want to kiss.
Yeah, I just didn't like it.
Isn't it?
I didn't like
kissing
a girl.
Isn't that the exact person who you want to kiss, somebody that wants to kiss you?
Yeah, but I want to kiss them. I want to be in a situation where I want to kiss them. And I did not want to kiss this girl because I like men. I know I'm coming out of the closet as straight and everyone's really disappointed, but it is what it is.
We think you're bi.
We
think you're bi.
And even though I've never hooked up with a girl, I haven't hooked up with a guy in 2 years.
But here's the thing, Anna. here's where you're missing it.
That's sad.
I'm not trying to be judgmental on who's bi and who's not bi,
mm-hmm.
but in my world, I'm just saying in my particular world, in my little lane of life, a chick being bi is hot as fuck.
That's
like I mean, the average dude thinks that. The average guy that's going to be liking you. The
average guy likes bi?
I don't think there's a lot of guys that don't like girl-on-girl bi. Blitz, if you had this chick and she was super fucking hot, everything you wanted.
Don't ask me that.
She's 18.
Don't ask me.
And she says, hey, I just want to let you know that I sometimes like girls.
That's
and
too bad.
Planes.
That's unfortunate.
I love planes.
I like that part.
Planes.
And guns.
And guns. And I like to bring my girlfriend.
I like explosives.
And I like...
Blitz, what if it was one of those ones from Bayshore yesterday?
Blitz, if you are you trying to say
hold
that
on,
you
she doesn't need to be bi for any
hold
of that.
On. Like, what? Hold on, you're going to try to tell me...
The bi part is the worst part of
that
it.
That you've gotten so fucking all that with my 11 and a half soft that you've gotten that you are disgusted by a girl that would say, I want to bring my girlfriend in the mix? Like, what the fuck's wrong with that?
I mean,
I love wiring things up.
I mean, I've never been a fan, sorry.
What's better than one hot bitch? Two!
Oh. Okay, yeah, two. Two.
So what if Anna said, I'm bi for my roommate Reagan, and we come as a package deal? I can't say I hit the fucking Powerball fast enough.
Oh, I don't want either
Blitz
of them.
Blitz says, ew.
I'm not interested in either of them.
I can't say, fucking Tyler, you need to Scramsville this Friday night, because I'm having a house full of whores in my fucking house.
That's me.
Yeah.
House of whores.
Can you imagine Reagan and Anna coming over for a tag team?
Hi!
Is that inappropriate?
No.
Am I the only one that would want to do a tag team with Anna and Reagan? For real? What a bunch of pussies.
I think a lot of people would just not with me. Like, tag team with me, but then
no, I'll
take
it.
Me out.
Pull your pants
no,
on
I got
like,
you
ew.
In it. Anna, I got you in it. It's I'd fuck really? You so good you'd stop being negative about fucking.
Really?
Oh, look at that. She fucked you.
I would fuck you so good that you'd actually maybe consider to like fucking casual fucking.
Can we hold hands after? Maybe a little snuggle.
No, it's a fucking pillow wall, bitch.
Yeah.
Know your role.
But I like snuggling. Can
too
we snuggle?
Bad.
How about snuggling snacks?
It's not always about you.
Snuggling yeah. snacks.
No, because Bubba yeah, fucked
he's
you so
eating
good
snacks,
you don't even care about that.
Snuggling snacks?
He's eating snacks.
Here's what I'd say. You ready? Hey, you know that towel in my bathroom? Go get it.
Okay.
Put yeah. some water on it.
Yeah.
Put a little soap on it.
Yeah.
Bring it to me.
Wipe me, bitch.
And then you go jump in the shower.
Okay. You
know, clean all that craziness off.
And then get the fuck out of my house.
And then and leave that shower going because I'm going to jump in there afterwards. I mean, when I come out of that shower.
Better be gone.
We can watch some TV.
How about fucking Fritos?
There's some dirt racing on right now.
Hold on.
You want some dirt racing?
Hold on.
Can we watch rom-com?
Hold on. The World 100's on. Fuck, I can't miss qualifying.
Sprint car qualifying's on.
Can you watch a conspiracy
no, we
documentary?
Can we can watch Williams Grove fucking 410 non-wing.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what that is, but...
You're going to learn.
Mm-hmm. And then,
Can we cuddle while we watch it?
You can cuddle on me while I'm watching this shit.
Okay. I like to cuddle like a koala.
And then make, suck his nipples?
No, I just like to latch on.
Ew.
I'm a latcher oner.
I'm hot.
You can make me hot. Get the fuck back.
Can I pick your back?
What?
Pop your blackheads.
I don't got any.
Oh, yes you do, sir. Everyone does. Everyone has them.
She's been eyeing them down.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. We can groom each other.
Heck, we're monkey?
Yeah.
Are we going to play monkey?
Yeah. See?
No.
I gotcha. Right where I want you.
But I can tell you what.
What? Can I feed you donut?
If you could whip up some biscuits and gravy, I'd fucking love you.
Oh, fuck yeah. Can I feed you donut? Squeeze it?
It'd be vegan sausage, Bubba. You ready for some vegan sausage gravy?
How about some bacon?
I better smell some bacon frying here in a few minutes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, vegan
I got impossible bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're impossible, right?
You're impossible to have fucking stay at my house for another 2 minutes.
Yeah, get your cleats and get a step in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not leaving.
What do you mean you're not leaving?
Brett, get over here and get the...
No, I'm not leaving. I live here now.
Right, well,
stars.
Let's have snacks and cuddle.
I'll tell you what we
don't
can do.
Don't struggle.
If you don't want to leave, that's great. But listen, you know that spare bedroom you walked past when you got here?
Yeah.
That's where you're sleeping tonight.
So are you. We're a couple now, and we're holding hands while we watch racing.
I got Glenn Close on me, Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
Too bad I got Pookie. She'd fucking boil Pookie. We're a couple now, watching dirt racing.
That's what we do.
Listen, you know what? If you're my girlfriend, you got to go up the track and help me on Saturday night.
You got to pick rocks, bitch.
You got to pick up rocks and clean the bathroom.
No.
What do you mean no?
I just said no. I don't know.
Oh, did you hear that noise? That was my fucking hand across your face. I mean, I'm playing a role, obviously.
Wow, Blitz.
Wow.
Is that what you're doing when you're coming in?
It's fine. I can take a punch.
Jesus, what?
This is going...
What the fuck?
How are those Cheez-Its?
They're gone.
Stop. Now I'm getting turned on.
They're gone.
Oh, wow. You're really getting in the crevices there.
The crevasse.
You know, I didn't drink a Monster all day. That's what the fuck happened.
Oh, no.
You're all dried out, Willy.
Fuck.
Do you still feel like you're on the verge of the precipice of diarrhea? Cheez-Its probably help.
Help diarrhea it up.
Monster doesn't help that one.
Monster helps everything, Lemmy. What are you talking about?
I know. I need to buy a case.
Did you fart?
By the way, I've been checking the Monster refrigerator every day, and nobody's taking anything yet.
Are you counting them?
Oh, fuck yeah. And I got it cameraed up. There's a camera in there.
Oh, I think interesting.
Because there's less people here, I think...
We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I haven't had anything missed in 2 weeks.
Yeah, interesting. Maybe a ring will turn up.
You think somebody stole my fucking ring?
Yeah, it's probably sticky fingers.
Do you have some?
You think Logano has it?
I don't know, but I'll beat it out of him.
No, but Lummy, do you think somebody has? Do you think it's like Stone Jelly Logano or one of the fucking vagrants took it?
That's the only thing I can think of. I mean, you got sticky fingers. You got sticky fingers.
Like, I just gotta tell you, man. I out of nowhere, my ring's missing. One of my, you know what?
When's the last time you saw it?
It's been a while.
It's okay.
And you know, like we have this very prestigious 3-ring club.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few. In fact, would you say Blitz? There's probably less than 15 people that have.
Oh, there's more than 15.
It's a regurge. God damn, that shirt looks good. That Bubba Army.
It does.
Yeah, perfect for wiping off crumbs.
Don't you have one?
I do.
So, me, Bubba the Love Sponge, the guy that, you know, the rings are all based on, my world, hello, I don't have fucking 3 rings. That was year 2 ring, wasn't it?
No, this is the current one.
That's last year's. I don't know which one I'm missing.
I thought you were missing year 2.
I'm missing year 2, yeah. Lemmy, do you have a list of 3 ringers?
We've tried Roger. To go over.
And then we get distracted?
Yeah.
You know who was a 3-ringer? God bless his little soul.
Elwood,
fucking Elwood.
That's when we got distracted.
God
last
dang
time.
It.
Have you heard from Trish at all?
I've not. You know, I need to get a hold of her. I really do. I think that fundraiser closed out, and she got like $6,500.
Awesome.
Great.
So that'll help her. Mm-hmm. I know Iggy's a three-ringer, I think. Wags is a three-ringer. Larry Plummer's a three-ringer. Sumo's a I think Sumo's a three-ringer.
I think so.
Tom Bean's a three-ringer. Elwood was a three-ringer.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy's a three-ringer. Lummy's a
No, Lummy's not a two-ringer. I just been at all the parties.
Lummy, oh my God, you're only a two-ringer, buddy?
Yeah, I didn't get that, that first ring. I was just I was at the party.
Blitz, you're the only one. And Cave.
Cave was, yeah.
Yep, Cave was, yeah. Well, he still is.
I'm not.
Well, you Bubba are. Light, you just
Light,
lost it.
Bubba Light's a three-ringer. Is Big Red?
No, he's not. Nope. I learned that. Hootie his is.
Travis? I don't think Travis is. Is Travis a three-ringer?
I don't... I want to say yes, but I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I know that OFF wasn't a fan for a while, and that Travis got her into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think OFF actually likes the show more now than Travis. I think Travis.
I think she listens more.
Scout Big Gulp plays, right?
Oh fuck yeah, Scout and Big Gulp.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cable Dog.
What about Scott Landers?
Absolutely, all three of those. I know that he's defected, but I think Lynn Carr is a three ringer. Is Airtight Ski Pole?
I believe so.
Joe from the West Side was there the first year.
Dean Avac.
How about Shivering Niz Business? His Trish Fish Fizz.
I believe so.
I think he's three ringer. I remember the first year I met him.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Kenny Price.
Yep.
He says, we're at the Bubba Army Royalty Party. It's the very first year. And he has a six-pack. He just looks like a regular dude that would go to a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Yep.
And he's got a six-pack of Miller Tall Boys. And he goes, Bubba, I just want to let you know that I am a fucking brain surgeon. And I go.
Yeah, you laughed at him.
And I go, what? He goes, I'm a brain surgeon. I go, what? Shut. There's no Bubba Army that's a fucking brain surgeon. Come on, buddy. He goes, well, I'm just telling you. Here's my information. Here's my card. Motherfucker is a brain surgeon.
Looked him up. He's on the website.
Brain surgeon. He might be, him and Joe from the West Side might be the two biggest, like, you wouldn't really think that they would be Bubba Army, but they're really Bubba Army.
Yep.
Like, you look at Scott Landers, and you're like, that guy's fucking Bubba Army, right? Mm-hmm. You look at Cable Dog, you're like, that guy's Bubba Army.
This guy didn't fit the bill.
No. Not a commercial mall, like a commercial real estate mall, the Donald Trump of San Francisco with a motherfucking brain surgeon kicker. Mm. Three his, no whiz. That's our boy.
What?
Shivering Business.
Three his, no whiz is not our boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a chick.
Yeah. Shivering Business.
I was looking at something and I got and it blended together.
Oh no.
Cave.
Do you still have floaters, by the way?
Yes.
You still
do?
Mm-hmm.
How's your ear and your knee and your shoulder?
Oh my God.
Oh shit. Sorry.
Whoa.
Anything else?
Bubba, I didn't fucking... This is not me,
no,
by
but
the
I'm
way.
Just thinking about all the problems that you were having. I just want to make sure that you're okay. Like, what's the progress on the prognosis?
Anna, can I ask you a question? And you'd be, like, totally honest. Yeah. No, you'd be totally honest. Do you really like me? Like, do you like me? Like, not like, we're going to... Like, do you, like, genuinely like me as a person?
Honestly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, you are probably the... funnest person I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shucks.
And by the way, she says that privately.
I've never met someone who just brings the party and the entertainment everywhere they go. Camera, no camera, mic, no mic. Like, you're just so much fun.
I'm actually more funnier off camera. You're fucking rolling
around.
It's
just always a good fucking time. And that's why this place is so addictive.
Maybe
like the other day when you had the knife out, like it's just a few second deal. So it's not like we're going to get cameras up, but like that was hilarious.
Like I've had people ask me, and I guess I'm being a little braggadocious right now, but if you just think about it, I'm just a regular dude. Are you leaving? Where are you going?
Me?
Darling. She just stood up. Oh, you're like, everyone's
no, I just got hot.
Oh. But Blitz, think about this. I'm not anything special. I wasn't a college athlete.
Right.
I wasn't a brainiac. Mm-hmm. I barely graduated high school from Warsaw, Indiana. Little fucking Warsaw, Indiana.
Yep.
Like, and I was like the class clown. I did good in high school sports, but wasn't going to go any further.
Mm-hmm.
Went down to college, you know, kind of found my way. But people often say, well, how did some stupid regular kid from Warsaw, Indiana, befriend and become friends with? And just look at, now, if you're, you know, Brad Pitt's son and you become friends with George Clooney and some of the circles that your dad's traveled, but my father and my mother, they didn't travel in the Larry Bird circles or the Dion or the Tony Stewart or the Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. And I just have this certain kind of something that gives me the it factor that makes me funny. And I've been so fortunate to be able to make a living at it. Because otherwise, I don't know what I would do. Oh, I would be a football coach. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I don't know what it is, but I got some type of fucking it factor, I guess, right?
No question.
100%.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Tell me what I want to hear. To cry myself to sleep tonight. So, anyway, I like you as a person. I would really like to hang out with you, but you're so fucking weird.
Isn't that part of my charm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank God he said yes.
But I want you to know this, okay?
Yeah.
I really want you. Can we get something straight?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't fuck you. Like, not that you're not attractive enough, but I think it would really just mess stuff up.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
I'd be ruined.
Because you're clingy. Oh. Like, it would be really very...
Yeah,
no,
clingy.
No, here's the deal. Like, even like if I got you all fucked up and I somehow got you to say yes and we both knew it was wrong,
mm-hmm,
and we sneaked to fuck somewhere. Like,
yeah.
Before I fucked you, I would have to take a step back and say, as a man, you're going to hurt this person. Like, there's some bitches I'm fucked that I don't give a fuck if I ever see him again, and I don't care if I hurt them.
Right.
Like, fuck that bitch. She lives in Huntsville.
Yeah.
Whatever. Damn. But, like, you're somebody that I know, like, not that I could even be in the running of being able to fuck you, but I'm just saying, let's say I slipped you some, you know, some stuff that didn't make you think straight.
Yeah, Cosby.
And Bubba Cosby, yeah. But I would say, you know what? I can't do this because there's going to be a tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
and it's going to really fuck up our dynamic.
Yeah, because, and my head more than it already is.
Exactly.
Which is not a good place to be.
So if she's already fucked up in the head before you fuck,
yeah, imagine.
Tell me what are you looking for? Or are you taking this time to organize your trapper?
Oh no, I was looking for that list and then I put it away.
The three ringer?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. I mean, if you have such a list, buddy.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Then pray tell.
Okay.
You know what pray tell means?
Tell you?
Do tell.
Okay. Well, sorry, I didn't mean
like
to
now would be good.
Like right now, fill
open
the
your open the fucking trapper keeper. Lummy, come on to the page.
I put it away.
I know. Open it and find it.
Stop yelling.
You're just Lummy, sitting there.
I just got done fucking Anna, and now I want to know who the three ringers
are.
Yeah. God dang, Anna, are you gonna? Do you want us to give you a? Is that going to be stupid getting you a ring?
Why?
Like, is that going to be dumb?
I got one last year.
You did?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I get one this year?
Oh, okay. Because that's it. Sponge, don't give her a ring. Fuck that bitch.
He did not say that. He did call me career lazy, though, and wanted me fired, but that's okay. I have no hard feelings.
Oh, yeah. He did. Then he definitely didn't say that either, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will tell you this, man. Your tits look great.
Thank you. I'm wearing a regular bra.
Oh.
He said don't give her a ring.
No, he didn't.
No.
He was actually pretty cool to you.
To my face.
He was just a friend. He hated Blitz more than anything in the world.
I know.
And I was like, you know what? I have to tell Blitz now. Blitz, I'm going to have to tell a little, like, you know, private secret.
Okay.
Like, of our private conversations.
Okay.
Because me and Blitz have two, maybe three different lives going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Our on-air life,
yeah,
our running this business life, and then our life.
Okay.
Am I right, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I forget what I was going to say now.
The secret, Bubba.
About Seth.
Goddamn fucking secret.
So when Blitz is, you know, Blitz is like second in charge around here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm always on him. I'm just constantly fucking on him about shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to be constantly on you guys.
Yeah.
About shit. But sometimes he doesn't, based on how much he wants to, you know, like you.
Right, because he doesn't want to, you know.
Right. He didn't want to fuck Lummy, but he wants to fuck you.
Right.
No, I don't.
So anyway, I, like, if I feel he's getting, like, Blitz automatically, like, will start being hard to deal with other employees that he doesn't like. Mm. And he makes it very well known that he doesn't like you. And so I call that blitzing them up. Right. So like I'll say, hey, Blitz, will you please fucking stop blitzing up such and such? Please stop blitzing them.
Right. Who's the last person you did that to?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry.
It happens daily.
That was part of the secret.
So I have to tell him, Blitz, quit fucking blitzing them up. Give the guy a chance. So anyway, that's a private conversation we have.
Yeah, but like, and I know that Seth hated me, but like, was there ever a time where I came to you and said, we need to get rid of Seth, or I hate Seth? There was none of that ever.
Well, I tried to tell Seth that.
I know.
And he wouldn't fucking believe me. And I'm like, Seth, I'm going to be honest with you.
Even privately, I never said that.
Not only that, but he actually was one of your biggest proponents.
Yeah.
On me when I wanted to, when you quit Drew Garabo's show, and I heard it live, I called Blitz.
Yep.
Right after you got done saying goodbye on Drew Garabo, and I said, I called Blitz, which, you know, Anna, first of all, I hate calling.
Yep. I know. You're not a phone guy.
No, not at all.
No. Nope.
I actually called him. I can remember it was when I lived in Odessa.
And I remember it because I was walking around my backyard, so I had good reception.
And I go, Blitz, I think fucking Seth Kushner just quit Drew's show. It sounds like it's a shoot for real.
Great.
And I'd like, what do you think about bringing him in and talking to him?
Let's do it. The quicker the better.
We bring him in. He's like, I don't want to have anything to do with your fucking radio deal, but maybe I can run like some podcasting or your Instagram or some bullshit. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay,
How soon after he fired? Like that day you reached
that
out?
Day.
That day. Okay.
That day.
And he came in and said that he wanted to be part of the show. And I told Bubba probably, I said, like, that sucks. I wanted him part of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Blitz is like, well, that sucks if we can't have him as a co-host. Well, eventually he became a co-host. Now, right. for whatever fucking reason, yeah, him and Blitz did butt heads.
Yeah, we did.
But Seth butts heads with everybody, and Blitz butts heads with everybody.
Yeah.
And I got to run these two fucks.
Yep.
And I ran them.
Yeah.
I managed them.
Yep.
And never was in my plans for Seth to leave.
No.
Ever.
And nor did I ever say to you privately or try to get him out of here. There was never any of that.
No. Hello?
Hey, yeah, Blitz is just giving Seth a 40-second hug. Maybe it all would have been squashed.
Thanks, Mike.
See, that's what you people don't realize is Mike just got blitzed.
Mike.
The average caller can call in, be real fuckhead, and leave. Blitz, sir, I got a full background check on you, kid.
Of course.
It's a little bit scary.
I also recognize people by their voices, so.
You do not.
I absolutely do.
You saw the number. You got a fucking log over there. You cross-referenced it to Mike, and you did it.
I mean,
you're like a fucking Rayman, buddy.
Well, that part's true, but I wish it was easier.
Blitz him up. I'm about to.
Yeah. That's what I was born to do.
Lummy, did you get your list?
Yes, sir.
What do you got, buddy?
So these ones I have for the three rings.
Okay. Can you act a little more?
Yeah, what do you call 911?
Yes. Oh.
Hey, Lummy, can I ask you a question? Did your wife?
Yes, I got called.
Did she hear the show yesterday?
Yeah. Well, she listened to the 911 call.
Did she hear the 911 call?
Yeah.
And did she say you could have not been any fucking more dumb than that? Like, you could have not handled it any worser?
Yeah. She pretty much told me that I needed she said, don't ever call 911 around me.
Yeah, like,
she'd rather have someone else die.
Hold on. Blitz, Ashley and the little baby are, you know, being robbed at gunpoint, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Lummy is seeing this, but so he, there's a guy here. There's like a guy, he has a thing over his head.
He's holding this metal, like, this thing has got, like, metal and plastic in it, and maybe some lead or something.
Is your wife and baby okay? I think they are.
Yeah.
Instead, my wife is getting fucking killed right now! What does she say? You're just a fucking buffoon.
Yeah, pretty much. I tried to.
Did she say I look in the mirror and wonder what the fuck I was thinking when I not only married you, but I had a son? I'm having another human being with your dumb ass.
We're sharing genes.
Whoa.
Do you think your family's concerned?
With who? Me?
Did you bring another kid into this world?
No. I mean, I'm sure the kid will be. He'll peak at twice the age of me.
Stop.
At twice the age of you.
So 16.
What did she say? What did your wife say? With regards to how you handle the 911.
Well, she pretty much said that it didn't sound like I was too knowledgeable, too energetic in it, and that it sounded like I was just on a bunch of like Xanax or something, and just whatever.
You're like, no, honey, I'm
whatevered
just drunk.
It.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I learned, now I have my lesson of how to call 911. So my first one,
call the 911.
My first one's under my belt, and I got another one to go.
Do you?
I hope not.
Don't try to be funny. You're stupid as fuck.
I know. Well, that's what makes me stupid.
How soon until kid two, you think?
None. Zero.
Are you guys trying to do one and done?
Yeah.
No, you gotta have a playmate.
Are you gonna pull back on the drinking once the kid's born or no?
I think he's pulled back on the drinking already.
Yeah, thanks, Anna. Yeah.
I'm just asking.
You pull back on your Coke? Hey, Mom. I got my list.
Did you pull back on your Coke? Hi, Mom. I got my list. Now, you know what? As stupid as Lemmy is, that's fucking brilliant, right?
Yeah, because my mom called me about my Coke use.
Yeah.
Have you pulled back on my Coke? Hashtag, hi, Mom. No, meaning she's listening, right?
Yeah, she started listening to the show.
And you just got her in trouble.
Yeah, my mom called because she thought I was going bald and she thought I was doing Coke.
Well,
both of which might be true.
Yeah, this isn't a great angle. It's just a part. It's not a bald spot.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Anna. Is that a bald spot?
Yeah.
According to Dr. Dunn.
No.
Anna, can I come look at it?
No.
Can I put my hands on it? Can I inspect it? Can
your
I wash
grubby
my
hands that you were licking your fingers and
you have Cheez-Its?
You have Cheez-It residue everywhere. If you wash your hands, yes.
He's spraying with some kind of
Oh, 409 is perfect for that.
Guys, look.
No, no,
409.
TheraWorks.
Oh, TheraWorks. Oh,
TheraWorks
yeah.
Hand that sanitizer.
That cleans. Yeah, that
fucking A. I'm going to fucking lather up like I'm getting ready to go into surgery here.
Right. 10 minutes?
Not 10 minutes, but you know, 10 seconds. I'm lathered up. I'm clean. I'm gonna come look at that fucking bald spot. I'm gonna analyze it up.
Yeah.
If I have your permission.
Yeah, Judge Ray, $10, kiss ass.
There works and cheese it in your head.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
I know Lummy.
Yes, sir.
Fucking you write down everything Blitz says because
yes, sir.
He always fucks with me when I take my headphones off. So you write it down.
Yeah, I will.
Don't fucking lie.
All right, Lummy, you ready?
Yes.
Bubba is the best boss in the entire world.
Bubba is the best boy. Yes.
He
is a gentle giant. Gentle.
Gentle giant.
His hands are the cleanest I've ever seen from any human ever.
Cleanest hands.
No, it's the same on both sides.
Yeah, it's because my part.
Because she's bald on both sides.
She's
it's
bald
a part.
On both sides.
It's not bald.
No, it's not bald. Yeah, tell the people. Tell the people, Bubba.
Sides.
Not bald.
Bubba has obviously been training. He looks great.
Bubba looks great.
He's been training. Yeah. He's swole.
Let me write, start at the top of the list and go on down right now.
Bubba is the best boss. Number one.
Let me, if I catch you lying.
I'm not, I wrote it down.
No, if I catch you lying, because the fucking chat will turn you in.
Yeah.
If you lie about any of this, because you're blitzed, you know, you're blitzed out. Because you're afraid of him more than you're afraid of me.
No.
I'm going to fire you.
No, no problem. Bubba is the best boss. Bubba is a gentle giant. Bubba has the cleanest hands of any person I've ever seen.
I did say human, by the way.
Oh, but sorry. Anna, well, he said she's bald on both sides. Bubba looks great. He looks like he's been in the gym. He looks swole.
See, I love this.
Yeah.
I might start taking my headphones off more.
Right. That's what I always say.
No.
Oh, yeah, I do.
So anyway, Anna, I have come to the conclusion that you're not, if you were balding, then it would be only on one side. I doubt that it would be exactly on the same place.
That's a part.
But your hair parts exactly usually on the same place on each side.
Exactly.
And so the area that Dan says that you're balding is just mean-spirited because it's just, it really, listen, I would love nothing more than to come back and say, Anna, you're balding.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're just going to be honest.
On a bald spot for 1,000 bits.
You don't have.
Sorry.
Honest. Fucking California-based bald spot for 1,000 bits. Anna, I have dreams about women, but I won't admit that I'm bi with a fucking bald spot for 1,000 bits.
That's it.
So, I don't know what we've been able to sled through therapeutically for you today, but one thing you can do, as I put my hands, my Bubba Sassoon, Bubba Saatchi hands on your fucking head, and you know they were clean. They probably even smelled clean.
Yeah, they were great.
Great. And in a non-sexual way, I've determined that you do not have bald spots.
Woo!
And that those are definitely just two fucking, Jewish parts.
That's it.
That's all they are. Nothing to see
Hear
here.
Hear that, Mom? Not bald.
Not, listen, Mrs. Hummel. Is that her last name?
It's Swordlow, but close, whatever.
Swordlow?
Swordlow.
What?
She went back to her maiden name after
Poor
she
thing.
Got divorced.
Man, your dad must have really pissed her off.
Let's talk about
his
it.
Best friend. His best friend and him.
Well, he wasn't really a best friend. He was just more of the guy hanging around from
Uncle Elbud.
High school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
Her and her husband? Current husband? Yeah.
The guy that she left your dad for?
Yeah.
Really?
The guy from high school.
Yeah. Do you and him get along?
One that was hanging out at the house.
Do you and him get along?
We've had our moments. I don't really see him or like talk to him very much, but you know, he's really good to my mom and my mom's really happy with him, so I'm glad that they're together.
Does your dad still probably miss your mom? Does he still love her?
No,
he doesn't love her anymore.
Millions of chicks.
No, I wouldn't say he loves her anymore. He loved her at a time, you know, so did she. She loved him at a time, but not anymore.
But they hurt each other.
Yes.
Do you guys ever have family functions where he's invited? Or do you have
two separate deals.
Who are you closer with, your mom or your dad?
Probably my dad. I'm
for
getting
real?
Closer to my mom, yeah. And
honest dad's cool as shit.
You don't hear him calling you in about the Coke, do you? He didn't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't care.
That's what you think.
What do you think about Reagan when he met her? Is he sizing her up?
My dad sizes everybody up.
Oh.
My dad has comments about everything and everyone.
What has he said about me? I know he watches the show.
Oh, well, he was perusing. He was very impressed by your guitars, and he was also perusing. He's like, is that Howard Stern? I'm like, yeah, Dad.
Oh, so, oh.
Yeah, my dad is a snooper. Stage 5 snooper.
You too are.
He
started taking guitars off the walls, playing them.
Yeah, who cares? Some of my guys will fucking.
No, I didn't care.
Sell half of them.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Really?
Well, they're already in a couple pawn shops.
Yeah.
I called that pawn shop and I said, hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge, and I did not fucking sell that. And they're like, well, somebody did. And you didn't report it stolen. Has anybody ever tried to deal with a pawn shop? They're impossible. Because so I called this guitar shop that's got one of my fucking candle box or one of my guitars that somebody stole out of my fucking green room, and it says To Bubba on it.
Yep.
So, like, who do you fucking think's guitar it is?
Yours.
So it says, To Bubba, somebody went and pawned this fucking thing by the way, Blitz, they told me the date of when it was, and it was like 2016, and they pawned it for $84.
That's before Logano. Mm.
And they asked me if I wanted to buy it for $210. I'm like, buy my fucking guitar back? I go, no, I'm going to go down there and pick it up. And he goes, sir, if you didn't file a police report.
Yep.
Did you file a police report? And I go, well, no, I didn't know it was missing until somebody showed me a picture of it. And he goes, well, then if you didn't file a police report, then it's not yours. It's ours. I'm like, oh.
You can file one and then go to court and get it back and all that. Usually if you can prove it's yours, they'll offer for what they paid for it.
Yeah, well, I only want $89. Fuck
no,
it.
I know.
Anybody dumb enough to buy a Two Bubba from fucking Johnny Candlebox shit, go, more power to you, kid. Well, you know, I think I got to pretty much get out of here.
Yeah, let's go.
And what do we peek at on YouTube, and what do we peek at on
YouTube? We peeked at 689.
That's great.
We're at 603 right now.
Yeah,
605.
I think we were a tad over 300
on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yep.
And Blitz, this particular broadcast might put us over the threshold. Which I don't even fucking know what that means.
Right.
I don't even know what that means.
It's definitely
nothing.
Be monitoring Facebook and YouTube. Because we might pop back on here today. You never know.
Yeah,
it determines
never
whether
know.
We're doing lunch today or tomorrow.
Right.
I'll tell you this. We are doing lunch at Tate's today or tomorrow.
Yeah. So you might want to watch closely.
We're gonna, you know, be live there, just fucking grabbing ass and having fun and eating eggplant parmesan, eggplant fries, and cheese pizza, and chicken
veggie pizza.
Appreciate you. Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently. Without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done With Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.